The Riverside Bulldogs girls soccer team is making historic strides this season after beating Esack County last week 2-1. This game not only featured the first two goals of the season for the Bulldogs, but the first win for the Riverside girls program in over 5 years, as they now sit at 1-6. Head coach Kayla Harris credits the girls for their hard work and how they come out determined to get better every day.
I think the biggest thing is the girls have just been working so hard. They were just rewarded with that win. I think they have come out and they have just been determined to like get better every day and really work as a team. And Saturday just proved to them that they have all the things that they need. We still have a long ways to go, but it's nice to get that first win.
This is a team that comes to work in and day out. Coach Harris credits the girls for buying into what the program is doing and continues to see the girls push for greater strides this season.
I couldn't have made them the way that they are. I'm blessed to have these girls. They have showed up since day one, and I've said that in multiple different times, and they want this, and they have just bought into what we have and like what we want, and they want to be successful. They don't want to just go out there and just kick a ball around. Like, they want to go out there and win, and I know that our scores haven't always reflected that, but they're putting in the right work for it, and they want that. You can just see them coming together, and I think that's what's making this year such a year for us.
Riverside's core this season is their defense. While the offense is still working to get going, the Bulldog defense has been one of the top pieces to Riverside's top season and their key win. That defense held the Bulldogs in their 1-0 loss to HSCW on Tuesday and continues to improve in every game.
Our defense, I feel, is our biggest strength. I know we still have to work on some offensive things and we got to be able to get some numbers on the board, but our girls come out and they just compete. I can put them in different positions. They own their role. The bench is loud. The girls want to do well and they just come out and work hard. That was just a physical game and tough, and it was just a great night of soccer, and the girls, they just worked really hard.
From this point on, it is all about trusting in one another out on the field. These girls have to put in the hard work, but now it's all about how you can execute out on the field.
I think it's just building the confidence in our fundamental abilities and then trusting just each other in general a little bit more and like finding the confidence to go and shoot the ball. A lot of times we get down there and we get kind of a little too, I would say, close together. And I think if we can just figure out the spread out a little bit more and like truly trust and know when to pass a little bit better, I think we're there. I think the girls know it. I think it's just, again, figuring out all the pieces and then just trusting themselves and like truly believing in their teammates and just knowing that they're there and they're going to have their backs.
The Bulldogs are returning back to the field next week as they'll face off against a tough 8-2 Trainer team on the road. Riverside will have to work hard defensively to stop leading score goaler Claire Schrage, who has 9 goals this season and shoots 33.3% from shot percentage. If the defense can put a stop to the sophomore and the offense can get a few shots on goal, Riverside will have a chance to keep things close.
Again, defense is first. Truly just making sure we're where we're supposed to be and doing all those things and communicating on the defensive end. And then offensively, being aggressive right away and just being more confident on the offensive side and just being able to take some of those shots right away.
Riverside travels a Trainer on Monday after today's match at Tri-Center was postponed. I'm Zach Collins reporting.